Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Well, hello there and welcome, Joe Gigante, Regular Joe here with you. Hour number 3. Of the Regular Joe Show. They have just blazed by. I mean, it's a great show. I mean, Jason Jones, he and I could have probably talked for another hour easily. I mean, we spent a lot of time in the same foxholes in these last 20, 25 years or so, including the very first thing we ever did together was taking on a pagan fest, basically, at a rock event in Washington that was targeting our team. That was back in the late 90s. That's how long this has been going on, these efforts to indoctrinate and twist and turn. But you can get his new book. I highly recommend it. The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. Learn all you need to by going to thegreatcampaign.org. Thegreatcampaign.org. We are going to get into a lot of the good things happening today and yesterday on Capitol Hill. It's rare that I get to say that, right? A lot of good things happening, but there are some efforts, including Senator Josh Hawley just kind of going for the jugular in a budget hearing with Jennifer Granholm. Of course, she leads one of the departments that shouldn't exist, the Department of Energy, but what can I tell you? I'm an old-fashioned Reagan Republican when I say that, because that used to be one of the goals, to get rid of it, right along with the Department of Education. It's 7 minutes after the hour, ladies and gentlemen, which means in Rehoboth Beach, it's 11:07 a.m. In Qatar, 6:07 p.m. And in Tokyo, 12:07 a.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check. TM, the Regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every hour to make sure one can't claim ignorance. Somehow they were unaware of the reality of the situation, the depravity, the illegality, the immorality, with a little hint, a little peppering of incompetence. That is the Biden crime family, trading influence for money at your and my expense. Now, of course, got a meme in from somebody about Joe Biden's version of the Art of War. It's Joe Biden wearing his armor with just the word don't. Yes, I wonder if any... You were talking about reading a book about Napoleon. Do you think Napoleon ever said, don't? I mean, I'm just, the great Roman emperors, don't.
Well, if he said don't, he probably meant it, and that would make sure that it meant something.
Fair enough. If Napoleon said it, people probably would have been very scared. Joe Biden says, and you're like, huh? What? Are you talking? I mean, so yesterday, a lot of things going on. We had Donald Trump in the hush money trial, which, by the way, piece of good news. That goes right along with that. According to a new AP NORC Center, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research poll, Only one-third of U.S. adults, that'd be 33%, I don't want you to do a math mountain, 33% of U.S. adults believe that President Donald Trump committed a crime in the hush money case involving Stormy Daniels. Now, I wish the number were lower, but that's 33% of Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Undecideds, questioning pretty much qualification to be over age 18. Now, a higher number said just shy of 50% thinks that if he was convicted of the trial, that that would make them question his fitness for office given the situation. It also found that half of the respondents believe that there could be illegal activity involved in the other three trials for Trump. But notice, in all of these, not a one got over 50%. Those other three trials, I would suspect that once they actually start conducting them, much like with this one, as more focus is put on the lack of actual evidence, well, then I suspect that number would go down as well. This poll came out on Monday that they found this. So only a third of U.S. adults think that he did anything wrong. Illegal. I shouldn't say that he did anything illegal. I should clarify that, as that was not whether they thought it was right or wrong. It was just a simple question of was it legal or did he act illegally? And only 33%, including Democrats in this country, think that he did, which I think is very telling. You go back to his reception he got in Harlem yesterday. All very telling. Now, again, they love it on the left, the split screen. Well, we already showed you that Joe Biden went to his hometown. He's going to be in Pittsburgh today. That's my mother and father's hometown. I have a lot of family in Pittsburgh still to this day. I will be interested to talk to some of them this evening after. I don't know many. I mean, not all my family are card-carrying conservatives, but many are. And so I'll be interested to see. I don't know anyone that's particularly excited about this visit, and I'll be curious to see how they think it went. But yesterday in Scranton, he couldn't even pronounce his hometown, but he's perfectly fine. Top of his game, ladies and gentlemen, top of his game. In that speech in Scranton, he also wanted to recognize some of the local elected officials. It's a pretty normal thing, right? Now, I want to remind you, he has a written speech in front of him. He is given note cards on top of that, and he has a teleprompter. But nonetheless, cut seven, still the struggle is real.
You know, thanks to the mayor, Paige, I was going to talk about the old mayor.
So even with his teleprompter in a written speech, he couldn't even get the name of the current mayor right. He couldn't say the name of his hometown. Please give us that split screen as much as you would like. Then he brought up, of course, in his speech, he had to attack Donald Trump. I mean, like the mainstream media, if not for Donald Trump, what do they have to talk about? He doesn't have accomplishments to talk about, at least none that are real. All of his talk of, you know, lowering the federal deficit has been disproven by the likes of Newsweek, The Washington Post, The New York Times, Fact Check, all. PolitiFact, all of them have said complete BS. He repeated it yesterday again. But before we get to that one, here he is once again telling a lie. This claim that he's going to make about something Donald Trump supposedly said about dead soldiers, again, thoroughly disproven by even liberal fact checkers. Nonetheless, it's all the old man's got.
The one that offends me the most is when he refused his president to visit an American cemetery outside of Paris when he was president. Why? He said that those soldiers who gave their lives were, quote, was his quote, suckers and losers. Suckers and losers, he said it. Who the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is? These were heroes. These soldiers were heroes.
Well, yes, the soldiers were heroes. Donald Trump never ever called them suckers and losers, though. That is a complete and total fallacy. That's what Joe Biden lives in, a fantasy land. Shakes hands with invisible people. talks to parents of slain American citizens by illegal aliens that aren't even there, makes any number of claims, the most miles on an Amtrak, spending time with Xi Jinping, all these things. What was the one where he was arrested? I mean, not to say anything about being a Puerto Rican, Jewish Puerto Rican, Catholic, Irish Catholic, Black Christian, Muslim, Jewish truck driver. He's Greek, and he's Greek. He's Greek. I don't want to leave the Greek out, because he is Joe Bidenopoulos, after all. And so he goes from one lie to the next, this time about the federal budget, and this is, again, completely been debunked.
I've already cut the federal deficit. You know, all the stuff they talk about what we've done, and I'm going to be self-serving a little bit. Every objective alternative points out we've had the most successful economy of any major economy in the world so far. A lot more to do. But guess what? During the whole time, I've been able to cut the federal deficit at the same exact time to over $1 trillion.
So just for the record, I mean, again, because he's cognitively 100% there, he starts out saying he cut the federal deficit, and he says all the rest, and then he comes in and goes, and you know what that means? The whole time, I cut the deficit. I mean, except for that's not true. None of that's true. Deficit's going up like $10 trillion. I mean, it's not even close to being realistic whatsoever. And then he had a story to tell, because he always has a story to tell. We're not really sure what the point of this story was. Kids don't eat free? I'm not really sure.
On a kitchen table with a guy who was sort of the David Broder of the Pennsylvania Press, the Scranton Press. You think I'm kidding? It wasn't, but anyway. And he would, they'd come and have breakfast at the table. And a kid could wander around the table where the adults were sitting, but you could never sit at the table.
So look, David Broder he died in 2011. I mean, granted, he wrote for the Washington Post for 40 years. And at one point he was a well-known name. I mean, I don't think he was on TV after 2008. But this is probably where his mind is, probably what he remembers. He drops the reference. Well, he's like David Broder. Everyone's going, who the hell's David Broder? But this is again. And then he wanted to let you know that he understands why more people died from COVID when Joe Biden was in the White House than when Donald Trump did. But that's still Donald Trump's fault.
Because he failed to care, not only did people die, but millions of Americans lost their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods. On Trump's watch, in the 4 years he was president, we lost nearly 3 million jobs were lost.
Well, actually, that was shutdowns by governors, mostly liberal governors. It was all wrong. We all know that. I recall Trump asking people to open back up and the liberals attacking him for it. And by the way, did I mention more people died when Joe Biden was in office from COVID than when Donald Trump was? And actually more jobs were lost. But I don't mean to like actually point that out as obvious. But just so you know, he also is going to hit you with a big truth bomb. Joe Biden, that is. He told this crowd of 100 or so, which is a pretty big crowd for Joe Biden. No word on whether they paid them to be there or not. Free beer like John McCain used to? I don't know. But he hit him with a massive truth bomb that is going to shock you. It shocked me. And this truly makes me just not trust any Republican or Donald Trump that they would take this position.
It's amazing how we had passed legislation increasing the number of auditors. Guess who wanted them all cut? No, I'm not joking. Republicans.
What? Republicans don't want to add nearly 90,000 new IRS agents? By the way, did you notice he called them auditors? I mean, I know that's technically not incorrect. Kind of tells you what he wants them to do, right? 90,000 new auditors? Yeah, I'm sure they're not going after everyday people. They're just going to go after the billionaires. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. Now, with all of that, you just heard what he said. That was the summary of his speech yesterday. Couldn't name the mayor, couldn't name his hometown, told a series of lies, dropped a truth bomb that everyone in the world knows. Republicans don't want bigger, better IRS. And yet yesterday, there is an interview of Merrick Garland who was it? It was a senator, wasn't it? I'm trying to remember which one we had. Was that Ben Klein? Or was that, Yeah, Merrick Garland was before the by Congressman Ben Klein, a Republican from Virginia, the House Appropriations Committee hearing, talking about the fitness of Joe Biden. It's a longer cut. When we get back, I will share it with you what he had to say. Now, bear in mind, he couldn't name the mayor, couldn't name his hometown. They asked Merrick Garland, is he completely okay? You'll find out in a moment.
The Regular Joe Show.